Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast today. I hope you enjoy it. But first, I want to ask you a question. Are you someone who has high upside potential in your business, and yet sometimes that goal is just hard to get to, and maybe the only way you've seen to get to it is just to make more calls, you know, work harder? Well, if you're fed up with using old strategies to solve new problems, then I might have a solution. It's my 5-day Million Dollar Seller Challenge. We meet 1 hour a day in a coaching intensive where I will teach you 5 moves that you can make to scale your results without working harder. To learn more, click the link in the show notes or go to milliondollarsellerchallenge.com. Hey everybody, Bill Caskey back at the Bill Caskey Podcast. Today's episode is the beginning of a series, a 5-part series on some things you can do to maximize profit. Now, this is primarily for CEOs, VPs of sales, C-suite people who want to use the sales asset, your salespeople, to maximize profitability inside your company. Now, I know sometimes we look for profitability in other ways. We look at it in terms of cost, reduction of cost. But the fact is that there's a lot of things your team can do, your sales team, to improve profitability, improve the bottom line. I'm going to go through three of these today. And then in subsequent episodes, we're going to take 3 or 4 each time until we get to all 15 of them. I don't need to tell you the impact of a low-margin business. You can't invest in people. You can't invest in marketing. Sometimes it just puts a lot of strain on the business because you're always working on top-line revenue. But if there's not enough going to the bottom line, everything kind of slows. It's like a sludge that gets into the machinery. And so these 15 things I think are really going to help you. Now, some of these cost a little money to implement. Most don't. Most are literally free. It's just a matter of rethinking the sales process, rethinking the role of the salesperson, rethinking how they think about prospecting, business development, and closing. So tip number one is every one of your people needs to have a 30-day plan. Now, I know that most of them have one-year plans. You probably do forecasting at the end of the year for the next year. You might have quarterly business reviews. But I believe that the 30-day plan, the one-month plan, is critical for every one of your salespeople to have. Now, what's on that plan? Things like, what are your numbers? What do you anticipate selling? What are your behaviors, your prospecting activities? Are you posting on LinkedIn? Are you reaching out to old clients? Are you cold calling? What is the plan for the next 30 days? If you do this for 90 days, every 30 days, every person does a new plan, you'll start to see some trends. You'll start to see some of your people don't execute. They're good at planning, not so good at execution or implementation. And you can call them on that. You can have meetings and discuss and maybe even some training and coaching around that. But the 30-day plan to me is the lifeblood of what are the behaviors every day, every week, every month that your people need to be doing. After 90 days, I think you'll see a massive shift in engagement of your people, results, because I know that's what we're all interested in. And why does this improve profit? Well, A, it's going to improve the funnel. You're going to have a much larger funnel of prospects and people who might want to do business with you. And therefore, the people can react more confidently in the pipeline itself. So if you only have one deal in your funnel and you're going out to negotiate, you're going to be susceptible, your people are going to be susceptible to dropping price or discounting or letting the selling cycle rage on and on and on. If you have a 30-day plan, more people in your pipeline puts downward pressure on closing, and it's going to be helpful for your people. Profit amplifier number 2 is a sales process. Every one of your people needs to have a sales process. Now, should it be the same across the people? Yeah, probably. But you may have certain products that require one sales process. Maybe you have some high ticket items, some like big strategic investments a customer needs to make. And so that sales process may be a little bit different. It's never one size fits all. But the second part of this is not only should it be in writing, but it should be visual. Your people should know exactly where they are in the sales process. It might even be something your sales team can share with their prospects or their clients. Look, here's how we do things. Here's the map. Here's the journey. Your people need to instill confidence in your prospect that they know exactly what they're doing, and they can help the prospect get from where they are to where they want to be. And it all begins with the sales process. So make sure every one of your people has a documented sales process, number one. And number two, it's got to be converted to a visual graphic. So that way they can share it with the prospect and they know exactly where they are in it. Big amplifier tip number 3 you have Rembrandt's in the Attic. There was a book written several years ago by that same name, and it was about how we all have this massive amount of expertise and knowledge and brilliance and genius and you know, talent, and we don't use it. And I submit to you that you have a lot of content inside your company, inside your sales team, that never gets to see the light of day because the sales team is afraid to share it for whatever reason. Think about all the frameworks you have, all the unique processes, all the understanding of mistakes and trends that your customers have in their business. If you're not publishing that, it stays in the attic. And you've got beautiful things in that attic, things that could really help you not only sell more, but attract more prospects to you. But if you leave those things uncovered and untouched, so they never see the light of day, they're not helping you any. So make it a point of talking to your sales team about what do you know about the sales process. This is not how to fix the sales. This is not about how to fix problems for prospects. This is about you sharing information, knowledge to help them become a more sophisticated buyer. So examine, make a list of all the things that you know, your salespeople know, and start to get that out. Publish it. You can do articles on LinkedIn. You can shoot videos like this one. You can do pop-up podcasts. Whatever it is, you need to start getting those Rembrandts and that genius out of the attic into the marketplace. So those are the three for today. So number one, 30-day plan. Everybody's got to do one. If you want some kind of a format, you can go on Google. We've got one we use for our clients. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be real. Number two is you've got to have a visual sales process. Document it first and then visualize it second. And third, Rembrandt's in the attic. Make a list of all the things you know. Start to deliver content around that. You'll be surprised at how frequently people reach out to your team. Why is that a profit amplifier? It's a lot easier to sell somebody when they're reaching out to you versus when you're reaching out cold to them. So next week, we're going to do three more. In the meantime, if I've said anything here that you say, I'd kind of like to talk to you, Bill, about our team or what we can do, what we can be doing better, in the show notes, there's a link maybe at the bottom of this video. In the lower third, there's a link to get on my calendar. There's a quick 3 or 4 minute movie there I'd like you to watch. And then there's a way for you to get in touch with me if you'd like to book a call. We can talk about your team and talk about how we might be able to help you. All right. So I'll see you next time. We'll talk about three more of these big profit amplifiers.